Iambic Audiobooks presents Century by Ray Smith, read by Gordon McKenzie. Preface. As a novice reader in late 1970s Toronto, I struggled with many of the novels being heralded as evidence of the exciting new phenomenon known as Canadian literature. Two questions lingered in my mind about the anointed books. Why so formally and linguistically conservative? And why so glum? The qualities seemed connected. They seemed of a piece with stiff Canadian movies and unfunny CBC comedy shows. They seemed only too true to how people around me talked and thought. But I was just a teenager then and shy. I held my critical tongue. Likely I was simply reading the wrong novels. Mordecai Richler was one roaring exception. I remember blushing in my suburban bedroom at rude cocksure. Whatever the reason, I came of age accepting that if I wanted my literature nerfy and witty and willing to meditate on its own nature, I'd best look south to those restless Americans, such as Donald Barthelme and Thomas Pynchon, or across the ocean to language punks like Martin Amis and English-rattling post-colonials of the Salman Rushdie variety. My views were pretty much set by 1986, when I first read Ray Smith's Century. So great was the shock of it, I disbelieved my own eyes. I had to go find Smith's earlier books. Lord Nelson Tavern and Cape Breton is the thought control center of Canada, to be convinced that here indeed was a local writer burdened by neither a plodding sense of the novel form, nor the apparently unbearable heaviness of being Canadian.